Chapter 18. David numbered the people who were with him, and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. David sent the people out, a third part under the hand of Joab, and a third part under the hand of Abishai the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of Ittai the Gittite. The king said to the people, "I will go out with you myself also." But the people said, "You will not go out with us, for if we flee away, they will not care for us, neither if half of us die. But you are worth 10,000 of us. Therefore now it is better that you are ready to help us out of the city." The king said to them, "I will do what seems best to you." The king stood by the gate, and all the people went out by hundreds and by thousands. The king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man, even with Absalom." All the people heard when the king gave all the captains charge concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was in the forest of Ephraim. The people of Israel were struck there before the servants of David, and there was a great slaughter there that day of 20,000 men. For the battle was spread over the surface of the countryside, and the forest devoured more people that day than the sword. Absalom happened to meet the servants of David. Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and his head caught hold of the oak, and he was lifted up between the sky and the earth, and the mule that was under him went on. A certain man saw it and told Joab and said, "Look, I saw Absalom hanging in an oak." Joab said to the man who told him, "Behold, you saw it, and why didn't you strike him there to the ground, and I would have given you 10 pieces of silver and a sash?" The man said to Joab, "Though I should receive 1,000 pieces of silver in my hand, I still wouldn't put forth my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged you, and Abishai and Ittai, saying, 'Beware that none touch the young man Absalom.' Otherwise, if I had dealt falsely against his life, and there is no matter hid from the king, then you yourself would have set yourself against me." Then Joab said, "I cannot wait for you." He took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom, while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. 10 young men who bore Joab's armor surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held the people back. They took Absalom and cast him into the great pit in the forest, and raised over him a very great heap of stones, and all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself the pillar, which is in the king's dale, for he said, "I have no son to keep my name in memory." And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called Absalom's monument to this day. Then said Ahimaaz the son of Zadok, "Let me now run and bear the king news, how that the Lord has avenged him of his enemies." Joab said to him, "You shall not be the bearer of news this day, but you shall bear news another day, but this day you shall bear no news, because the king's son is dead." Then Joab said to the Cushite, "Go tell the king what you have seen." The Cushite bowed himself to Joab and ran. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, spoke yet again to Joab, "Come what may, please let me also run after the Cushite." Joab said, "Why will you run, my son, seeing that you have no reward for the news?" "But come what may, I will run," he said. Joab said to him, "Run." Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain, and outran the Cushite. Now David was sitting between the 2 gates. And the watchman went up to the roof of the gate to the wall, and lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man running alone. The watchman cried and told the king. The king said, "If he is alone, then there is news in his mouth." He came and drew near. The watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called to the porter and said, "Look, another man running alone." The king said, "He also brings news." The watchman said, "I think the running of the first is like the running of Ahimaaz the son of Zadok." The king said, "He is a good man, and comes with good news." Ahimaaz called and said to the king, "All is well." He bowed himself before the king with his face to the earth and said, "Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who lifted up their hand against my lord the king." The king said, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" Ahimaaz answered, "When Joab sent the king's servant, I saw a great tumult, but I don't know what it was." The king said, "Come and stand here." He came and stood still. Behold, the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, "News for my lord the king, for the Lord has avenged you this day of all those who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" The Cushite answered, "The enemies of my lord the king, and all who rise up against you to do you hurt, be as that young man is." The king was much moved, and went up to the chamber over the gate, and wept, and as he went he said, "My son Absalom, my son Absalom, would that I had died for you, Absalom my son!"